8.4 1.
The obvious danger here is that you could get a build-up inside the vessel if there's a blockage further along the pipe.
So the vessel needs a safety valve.
Yes, and maybe some sort of warning system as well. It could be something that's triggered by a differential measurement. So if there's a higher reading in the tank and a lower one further along, you'd know there was a blockage somewhere.
2.
We'll need a system for monitoring gas consumption.
What, a meter on the supply pipe?
Well, yes, that would measure cumulative consumption. But we also need to monitor the actual rate of consumption at different points in time during the reaction cycle. And if we have those two parameters, we can then determine the frequency of peaks in consumption, which is the third parameter we need.
So that's a software issue then. As long as the cumulative value is being recorded against the time scale, we can plot the rate of consumption against...
3.
The reaction that takes place is going to be exothermic, but the amount of heat will partly depend on how hot the gas is when it enters the vessel.
Yes, because that input heat can be adjusted.
Exactly. So we'll need a sensor next to the valve to measure the input value as gas comes in, and then another to give us an output value. Then we can work out the optimum input temperature for the gas.